But one point I want to make about the Verostrat. So there was one patient I shared with William Powell, a very motivated patient who asked if he could get the testing done because he was EGFR wild type. So he's the only patient I've ever ordered the test in. And whatever you think about its merits as a predictive or prognostic test, the one thing I will say that struck me as amazing was how fast I got my result.
2 days.
Yeah, I actually got it in 24 hours, maybe because they knew Spiegel was ordering it for the first time. But it was crazy that you potentially, if that test is valuable, you could have results within 24, 48 hours to make a treatment decision. That's much different than waiting 5, 14, 22 days, you know, to select therapy. You know, that mechanism of getting your result back based on a blood-based test is pretty fascinating.
Is it flip of a coin?
I'm kind of curious, though, whether you agree with Ram's statement, because, again, this came up in the discussion at ASCO, that there's really not that much difference, tell me if I'm quoting you correctly, in terms of tolerability and quality of life, erlotinib versus, let's say, docetaxel?
Yeah, I disagree with you. I hate docetaxel. You know, our randomized trials, and so we're in the BIND study as well, and you know, we were just talking about the Nevo versus docetaxel studies. It's hard to have equipoise on a trial like that, not because you know that nivolumab's going to be a great therapy, but because you hate docetaxel. You know, it's the same reason I like pemetrexed over paclitaxel, but docetaxel's a harder drug. And it's all anecdotal, and I'm the first to say erlotinib is not the drug of choice in wild-type patients. But I have several patients with squamous lung cancer who've been through docetaxel, who've had terrible, you know, nail issues, who are not candidates for chemotherapy, who are on erlotinib, who month after month after month, they come in and nothing's going on. And I can't explain it. They're having no side effects, and the best you would call it is stable disease. And, you know, that's all anecdotal, but I'll take that. I'll take that if that gives patients a few months.
Right. Let me clarify what I said. Erlotinib is not a drug without side effects. I said arguably docetaxel has more side effects, myelosuppression, so I would never say that docetaxel is a compatible drug or easier drug to take compared to erlotinib. But erlotinib is a drug that has side effects too. You know, we cannot ignore that.
I mean, maybe they're both placebos and you're trying to decide, you know, which had to have less toxicity. But, you know, just sort of globally, if I'm the patient, I say, well, if I get this blood test done that I can get back in 24 hours and I'm going to do just as well on erlotinib, understanding, as you say, certainly it's not a benign drug as docetaxel. I mean, it seems like it would be a practical thing if you believe. Does anyone have any question in terms of the reproducibility of the test?
So a couple points about it. First, you know, I'd say this is a really well-done study. It's a really, you know, being involved in biomarkers, I can say it's an impressive thing to do a study like this to make the point. It's actually very well done. And second is that in terms of reproducibility, the findings, at least on erlotinib arms across multiple studies, have been very consistent with this. So I actually, in interacting with the groups a bit, I have no concerns about the reproducibility. The issue I have a bit more concerns about, you know, is we have substantial data now that in the wild-type EGFR population, chemotherapy works better than erlotinib. And if you think about the Taylor study, for example, that was just presented, and it doesn't tend to be that close of a call, you know, in the overall group. And so I guess I don't see a large population where I think I'm choosing between the two. I tend to think of it, you know, am I typically going to be giving them sequentially? You know, I think I don't see anybody that has wild type EGFR that I think, well, I'm only going to get one shot and that'll be it. You know, so typically I'd be saying, well, you know, we'll give chemotherapy first and almost everybody could get erlotinib afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about the benefit of saving erlotinib there.
But on the other hand, we know that there is a huge drop-off from first to second to third line, and that when you say you think you're going to get in multiple lines of therapy, I think the evidence would suggest that there's a continuing drop-off, and even though you think you're going to get third-line treatment in, it doesn't always happen.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Clinical Investigator Think Tank on Lung Cancer.